Alright, welcome back to Vibing with the Crew. This your boy, Skrilla J. With my boy, Keys the Don.
Keys the Don, let's get it.
And you already know what the fuck going on. We here with...
Money Mosa.
Money Mosa, for sure, for sure. So tell us a little bit about you.
So this is where I forget who I am. A little bit about me.
She said, who am I?
Oh, God. Who am I?
So let me see.
I've been doing music for about like a year and a half, and I got two babies at home, and I've been singing all my life. I've always kind of been a center of attraction when it comes to like entertainment. All throughout school, I was always, I've always got assigned lead roles. I was always like in chambers and shit like that. Got moved around to different because I could sing tenor, I could sing alto, soprano, yeah. So
hit a high note real quick.
I just smoked.
Understandable.
I gotta warm that up now. Like if I was cooking right now or some shit, and then I'm just like, you know, tonight I'm gonna be hitting high notes because that's all I'll be doing at work. While I'm doing my work, I'll be playing music and singing.
Are you gonna play music at work? Mm-hmm. You got your headphones in?
I mean, you can bring headphones, you can bring a speaker, whatever.
A speaker?
Yeah.
Oh, they be thugging that word.
Oh, boy, wait. Hey. Don't let me bring no speaker. Right away, if it is.
I'm fucking weak. That's
just me, myself, in my heart.
You look like a Rod Wave type of nigga.
No, for real.
I don't listen to a lot of Rod Wave, for real, for real.
Nah, for real, for real.
He make niggas cry, that's why.
I'm weak. He's the new Drake. Drake had everybody in their feelings in the beginning.
Facts. Now, only reason I listen to Rod Wave, because if I play that gangster shit, they don't like go ahead and clock out for you.
Shit. Shit. I be in there blasting.
Too good, Kiwi. Sometimes. Sneezy a little bit. That. She, myself.
All right.
Yeah. They like,
you have to play yourself.
Like, yeah, go ahead,
if you can't vibe to your music, you can't expect nobody else to.
Hey, KJ, you a coochie man?
What?
It's a song.
It's an inside joke, and it's a song that I released called Coochie Man.
No. Coochie Man?
Yes. I'll send you the link. This shit really funny. Like, funny as fuck.
Funny
like,
as
comedy
fuck.
Go.
I'm fucking weak.
Nah, for sure, for sure.
Honestly, the funniest rap that I've heard lately is that one, he was like, what did he say? He was like, why have one bitch? You can have five.
You can have nine.
I give away a bitch. You can have mine.
I need a break from a bitch.
Like it's halftime. Blah, 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 blah. Ooh, bitch, get out my ear.
I was talking about some shit that I ain't trying to
hear. Yo.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Bro, you know he really rap. Like, he got some shit where he rap, but he do that funny shit to go viral.
The first time I saw it, it was a Slim Bone doing, like.
Yeah, but nah, it's
Or it's a skim bone. Some shit like that.
Something like that. That nigga funny, though.
It's the dance for me.
Niggas funny. Niggas, all them niggas is funny for real, for real.
Who's all that? Them? Who the rest?
Slim. Motherfucking corporate. Oh, what's that one nigga? Shaky. Oh, my kids. That nigga funny.
Yeah, I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah.
Me either. I'm a
you don't know who corporate is, bro?
I mean, corporate? Okay, yeah. This oh, God. Yeah, he be like, oh, God.
I knew you're talking about, yeah.
My boyfriend, he be watching the videos and I be getting drawn in. He always got the big booty fine bitches in his shit. I swear to God, he ain't put a busted bitch on there yet.
Something decent, you hear?
Hey, ugly bitches need love too.
From who?
I ain't gonna give them love. But hey,
look,
somewhere.
Look, when I get famous, like real nigga said, I'm putting all fat and ugly bitches in my videos.
I mean, there was a dude out here that did some shit like that a few weeks ago. And, I mean, his numbers probably went up like crazy, but them models got clowned. And I low-key felt bad for him. But it was just, like, it was just how shit was put together or whatever. Like, it wasn't organized. And you had, you know, bitches in bikinis with, you know, I mean, not bikinis, in lingerie with socks on. Like,
what? Socks on.
Hey, you got socks and you got some people in heels, some people barefoot.
That's like
some people wearing mixed match tops and bottoms. I was just like, yo. But then like how people was acting about it, because like initially I scrolled past it because I'm like, I'm not about to go in on them girls. Like, I don't know what they, you know.
Right, what their situation is.
Yeah, and then I just kept seeing it pop up on my timeline because people started sharing it, and then everybody was clowning them in the comments, and I was just like, that's fucked up. But I did comment and told the guy, I was just like they wrong for going in on them girls mm-hmm. like that. But in the future, like, you need to make sure that you actually put time and effort into how your models is looking.
At least make them
look coordinated. Decent. Yeah, coordinated. And then I guess the girls started coming for each other after the fact. I was just like, that's wild.
Damn, wearing socks in the fucking lingerie is like wearing socks when you go to sleep. I can't do that shit.
I don't even like when niggas wear socks like in the bed. Like,
it's a feel weird.
It's weird.
Like, what?
I have to be barefoot and I have to put my feet outside the blanket.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm that weird nigga. If I'm like, okay, so I gotta explain it. In my crib, okay, I ain't got a sock on.
This ain't your crib?
No, this is my crib.
I was like, who live here?
No, this is my crib. I'm not saying it like that, but I'm saying like, in my crib, like here, I'm comfortable. I take my socks off. But I'm in my shorty seat, or I'm at a shorty seat. No, bitch, my socks stay on.
You gonna wake up. Where the fuck my socks at?
I'll fucking leave.
This bitch trying to clone me. What the fuck she about to do? I ain't Gucci, man.
One sock on. Fuck no, bitch. Give exactly. My Nike sock on top of that, bitch. I know what it looked like.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. This one time, I was at my girlfriend's place, bro. I woke up. I was like, where the fuck my socks at? Bro, she got a dog. Her dog be fucking taking my socks and then like running under the bed. That shit, I'm like, yo, where the fuck my socks at? I cannot leave with them bitches. And it was my favorite socks too. Now I got one favorite sock and the other one gone.
Dog gotta go. I'm just playing.
Man. Nah, for real, fuck that dog. My kids.
Fuck that
he
dog.
He slid first, we slide it back.
I'm gonna take your socks.
He said he know who took your shit, can get it back in blood.
That's funny.
That reminds me of my sister's cat. She used to have a cat when I was pregnant with my daughter. Mm-hmm. And she got this kitten, and like the bathroom used to stink because she barely took care of the cat.
I fucking hate
but
cat smells.
This motherfucker, I'd be walking by and it's like she would be hiding under. I love cats, but this cat was a bitch. And like literally I had beef with this cat. Like my sister would be laughing because like I'm like she would be underneath the couch, and as mm-hmm. when I walked by she would try to claw me from under the couch. And then one day she
cats are assholes.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the first asshole cat that I met.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a kitten, and I was like, first of all, you just came into this earth.
You see my celebrity brother?
I will take you right back up. I'm fucking weak. Who's that?
My celebrity brother.
I'm fucking weak.
Look just like that nigga.
Bro, for sure.
I'm weak.
I'm about to call that nigga. How you get your beard like that?
Shit.
I mean, he
probably be struggling with his stroke. That shit looks stiff than motherfucker.
Always do fat niggas like that, bro.
Because, bro, I cannot fuck with a fat dude. Like, it's nothing against, like, you know. I mean, if you comfortable, you know, with yourself and everything, you know, that's cool. But I'm little, and you know, you get to sweating on me too much. It's not, you know, I'm
Shrek. Yeah,
it's over, and then like you gotta put your stomach on my back to do doggy style. We done here. Like my back hurt.
You're like, you good? Yeah. I know I put my back on you, but you good?
And then of course, you know, when the nigga start to get tired, he start to kind of lean over a little more and shit like that. So you got to throw all that weight on my back, bro.
She coming for your race, nigga.
Look, I already got back issues. Yeah. I don't need that type of negativity in my life.
Well, listen. I don't go into details about me, but I ain't got to lift my stomach up. And that's
just,
if I get to that point where I got to, I'm going to the gym.
I'm weak.
Because no bitch wants your stomach on their ass.
Not at all. Especially if it's hot. You know, motherfuckers, especially in the hood, motherfuckers don't be having air conditioning and shit.
Nah,
like,
fuck that, bro. Bitches be wanting to fuck under the cover.
Hell no.
Bitch, what are we doing?
The fuck is this?
I mean, if it's cold.
No, it be hot as fuck. Bitches want to fuck with undercover. Bitches want to fuck in the dark. Bitch, I need to see what I'm doing. Hold on.
Wait a minute. What?
I get the dark. But
no, I don't like the dark, bro. For some reason, I just can't.
You better check that bitch before the lights go off. What the fuck?
No. I know. But, like, before the lights go off, we both, like, and you know, whatever. I know.
I like fucking in the dark because for some reason, you know, I feel like God's watching me more when the light's on.
Nah, that's funny.
Heavenly Father, but I'm finna be a house.
It is officially demon time.
Demon time.
All right, I got a question. When is demon time? Is it
whenever 2 o'clock? Some dick.
Is it 1 o'clock? Is it 12 o'clock? Like, what's past demon
time? It could be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's whenever I want some dick.
I can feel that. But for me, demon time is this.
7:30.
Demon time is whenever I'm on that. Now, just having sex, regular sex, isn't demon time for me. It's when I'm in the mood to be like, fuck this shit.
So you just be fucking because you're bored?
I mean, no. No, when I just have regular sex, that's because I'm bored.
Regular sex. He said there's levels to this shit.
You get about a good 20 minutes out of me. That's cool.
I'm weak.
Nigga, my regular sex, I put my whole foot in that bitch.
Hey.
I'll be like, yeah.
What are you drinking? Because when demon time comes, I look at you finish my little set tonight.
Little slut. La how?
Premium porn. This ain't that regular porn. This that premium
porn.
Hey,
it's Tasty Blacks over here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm weak.
Nah, it's that Brazers over here, bro.
Yeah, Brazers.
I tried adult entertainment for a little bit. I just decided, you know, I don't want that image, so I deleted it.
Was it OnlyFans? Was it like the premium Snapchat? It was Pornhub. Okay.
It's gone now, so you can't look it up.
I wasn't. Honestly, I was thinking like, because, you know, remember, like, it was like a year or two ago when everybody, like, all the females was like, I'm doing OnlyFans.
Yeah, OnlyFans was up until that Bella Thorne situation. Mm-hmm. Then after that, motherfuckers, you know, unless you already had your followers and shit like that, it's mm-hmm. hard to just jump in and get started. But I don't like niggas for real, so. Mm. Then, you know, I don't need to be. And then I had hella people still messaging me, when you gonna drop another video? Never.
So, nigga, that's weird. What you mean?
Never. Be like, you my favorite. I just started, you know. I ain't like Pinky, you know.
So,
I don't know. Ooh, Pinky. You're not be like Pinky, the fuck? She look disgusted now.
She do.
She look beat ye fuck up. Bitch,
Well, I mean, she be working. Her waist is still small. It's just her ass and her thighs is just humongous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, bro, she's just got sloppy. I don't know what the fuck happened in between time, but that shit just turned.
I mean, she's old now.
Age,
she's like,
yeah.
30,
bro,
40.
Bro, you can
You know, we get fat when we get older.
I know 40-year-old women who.
Body and them bitches is the minority. The fuck?
That's true.
All these other, like, when I be seeing some of these people's mamas, I just be like, built like a sack of potatoes. But, you know, you earned your stripes. You lived, you know, lived your life and everything.
Right, right.
Whatever and whatnot.
You did your shit. I can't even talk.
Yeah, he was a bad bitch in the day. When it mattered. When it mattered.
No, I be looking at some people. Mama's like, bro, you have how many? Who fucked you?
Hey, bro, exactly. How many kids you got?
I be looking at people like that in general. Like, somebody's actually dicking you down. Somebody's fucking you. Even some of the niggas. Because niggas be having audacity. You sit up there and talk about bitches and being ugly and shit like that. I like my bitch like this. And then you look at the nigga and he look like fucking Scarface or some shit. Like,
it's really a bitch out here giving you coochie? Like,
somebody's fucking you.
And you just can't get over it.
It's almost offensive.
You just can't get over it. It's just like... And then, no, I seen some ugly niggas show me one of the baddest bitches, and I be like,
how the fuck you get her?
You can get a bad bitch if you ugly, if you know how to keep yourself up.
But you, like, I be looking at niggas like, you uglier than me.
Because, for instance, Lil Baby, he ugly, but he keep himself up.
That ain't got money.
It's different. He rich.
Okay. I know some other, you know, ugly people that, you know, are nice looking. I ain't gonna drop them names because, you know, that's... It's fucked up. They local. Yeah, they gonna slide back. But yeah, I don't need nobody talking about me. You know, I got, you know, my little insecurity, so I don't need nobody going in on me.
They gonna spin a block.
I just had somebody tell me early today on Facebook that said I look musty because he was mad about the KC awards or whatever. It was like KC only fuck with who's popular. And it was just like, people do that shit every fucking year. Mm-hmm. Get to bitching and complaining. And it's just like,
they're not on there.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, who know you?
And I was just like, yo. And then when I shared it, I said, he went wee, wee, wee all the way home. And then he was just like, if you not gonna watch my shit, shut the fuck up. And he was like, yo, look musty. I was just like, that's crazy, because that's like one of the main compliments I get is how I smell and how soft my skin is. I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to feel like? Okay. But then I went to Motor Mansion and I was like, this is why niggas be surprised when I smell good, because the bitch next to me, she was dancing at first. I was like, hey, and then I caught a whiff of a very fishy fragrance and I was like, turn up went straight to turn down and I moved away. It was like my, I had a Kanye moment. I was like,
silence.
Hey, what
Pac was saying, Honey Pack? He said, why do niggas do shit like that? Call random females that they don't know.
That's weird.
I've been ignoring
him. Was that a video call?
Yes.
What the fuck?
I don't even know this dude.
What if you answer and he's be looking, and he's be looking at you?
Niggas be doing that. They'll call me or some shit, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, you pretty. You pretty and shit like that. I just be like, and then they get to saying stupid shit like, damn, I need to make you mine. Yeah, you fine. And let me see your titties. Let me see. But, like, they just.
You know what we should do?
Jump straight into ignorant shit.
If he call back, answer, and be like, what up, nigga?
I'm fucking weak.
On the fucking podcast, that'd be funny as shit.
No, that'd
be funny as shit.
He just called me at 6:38.
Put that nigga on the video. Like, yo, if he call back,
bro, I'd be skeptical to do that shit on female phones. Cause I didn't answer a couple of them calls on one of my bitches' phones, and it be niggas showing their dick and some.
Yeah, like what the fuck, nigga?
Like bro. First of all, my bitch is happy over here with this little performance that I could perform.
I think was you just texting somebody?
Me?
Yeah. I think you sent it to the wrong person.
What?
Yeah. Am I single? I will block you for insinuating or insinuate.
Let me delete that text
thread
so I won't accidentally text nobody.
Oh, I think I know what it is. Because I have, like, automatic questions to kind of, like, rule shit out.
Yeah, you do.
Because people be hitting me up to waste my fucking time, and that shit irritates the fuck out of me. Or they'll be wanting to have, like, small talk conversations on my business page. I'm like, bro, I'm not about to sit up here. Yeah, if it ain't about money or a networking opportunity, bro, get the fuck out of my
head. Yeah, that's not what this for. Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here. Nah, bro.
Mm-mm. Don't we have a shit to offer but
some dick? That's what I was supposed to say earlier. You said bitches be smelling like fish. My nigga Pac-Man said, y'all bitches need antibiotic stuff so can't hide fish.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's funny. I'm like, whoa.
Bitches got crabs.
I've actually never seen that in person, and I hope I don't.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Like, they told us about crabs and, like, sex ed and all that school shit.
I've never known anybody to get it.
Yeah, I've never met a bitch with crabs. Yeah. I never heard one of my niggas, like, bro.
It's like, it's just like, this. Like, I've never met nobody from Montana. It's just like, it just don't happen.
No black people.
Huh?
No black people.
Not a single person. I've never met nobody from Montana.
I haven't either.
I mean, like.
I think I met one person.
That one, one person. You've met one person from Montana?
I think so.
Was he weird?
He was white. I don't know.
Well, of course.
that was your lifetime experience, though. Yeah. I guarantee you might find one more person.
You can tell stories like that to your grandchildren. I met this person from Montana.
And I met this white nigga from Montana, bro. This nigga snort more coke than Pablo Escobar.
I had to remember for a second who Pablo Escobar was. Isn't he like a drug cartel person?
Yeah, he was.
Wait, what's up? Was him and it was who's the other big one?
El Chapo.
Yeah.
Pablo Escobar.
That's my nigga. I don't know, you know, everything that he did. I don't even really know, you know, nothing about him. But that's my nigga. I don't care. He dug a tunnel out of prison.
El Chapo, the most recent. Pablo Escobar. He was like Colombia.
Yeah.
And with him, bro, they sentenced this nigga to life in prison. So like in his country, he has so much money, he built his own prison. So it's like one rich ass.
Criminal.
Like,
he should have been working on prison reform. What the fuck?
Man.
He said, that shit, I'm finna lock you niggas up. I don't know. Would that make him a rat, though? Like a snitch?
No, he built his own prison for him to do his life sentence in. Wasn't nobody there but him. And the nigga, his guards and his compound guards.
That's lonely.
No, bro. No, he's not.
Look, he said, I don't like people.
He's throwing parties and fucking all types of bitches every night.
He's still alive. Supposed
to be in prison.
Nah, they killed his ass.
How? What, when he got out of prison?
Mm-hmm. What? He escaped from his own prison and they killed his ass.
He escaped from his own prison?
What was it, Alcatraz?
The fuck?
Because I know they said, like, the waters around Alcatraz are, like, shark infested. So, most of the time when people tried to escape, they didn't make it to shore. But, you know. feel like if you got a boat, unless the, you know, sharks are like out of the movies where they jump out the water and snatch people.
Fucking Sharknado.
Fuck no.
Yep. All right, so I got a question. So I know you was talking about earlier how you used to do like entertainment and stuff. So are you more of an entertainer or are you more of an artist?
I don't consider myself an adult entertainer anymore.
No.
That's what
no,
I was
not that.
About.
Not that. I'm talking about entertainer as in terms of like you was talking about singing and.
Yeah, I consider myself an artist. I wouldn't, cause like my goal, like it, for some people it may seem far fetched, but like just from my progress from when I first started writing raps up until now, I feel like I've made a lot of progress. Like most people, they'd be like, "You sound like you've been doing this shit for a minute, not just like a year and a half or whatever." So my goal is to like keep improving. Like I'm trying to be like a female Kendrick Lamar, basically. That's my ultimate goal.
That's hot.
You know, but eventually I want it to be to where I'm not saying I want to be a another version of somebody else. I want people to be like, yeah, Hermosa's hurt in a whole nother lane. Like Doja Cat, she's versatile as fuck and she can fucking rap.
She is versatile.
But I just don't, I don't really be focused on like that's the sex appeal of shit because I'm not, and that's where it was kind of like conflicting because it's like my music, I don't talk about a whole lot of pussy and scamming niggas and then sucking dick and shit like that, but then I'm gonna turn around and do porn. Like it don't mesh. So I was just like, yeah, nah, that's it's a conflict of interest. And then on top of that, it's just like even like when I perform and shit like that, like my last performance, I did a little bit of hip rolling and shit like that. Like, but I don't know. It's ever since I've been in a relationship, I just kind of calm down. Like for a while I was like, damn, I haven't shook ass in months. I haven't just twerked just for the fuck of it, like, or even in the mirror or nothing. I'm just like, do I have self respect or something?
Well, yeah, you're funny.
Yeah, I was just like, damn, I'm lame. And he just be like, he would want me to dance with him and shit like that, and you know, I don't really know how to dance. Like I can, you know, I can strip, you know, that don't really take a whole lot of, that don't take choreography, you know. You climb a pole, everything looks sexy when you got lingerie and heels.
Exactly.
As long as you don't break your neck.
Hey, but I be seeing bitches, they be falling off the pole and getting right back up.
Bro, like
gets to shaking ass on the floor and shit like that shit didn't hurt.
It's Superman.
Like, bitch, I know you hurt.
Hell no. Nah. That was like one of my biggest fears when I stripped for a little bit. Because I only did it for like 3 months until I can get another job. I wasn't about to. You can't really make that a career in Kansas City. It's motherfuckers was broke. And the ironic part, all these niggas be talking about they got money. It was mainly the black niggas, like the niggas that would come in there and just sit there and hold their money.
Yes, look at you like.
Yeah, and eventually the bartender, she was like, yeah, you guys don't have to keep getting up there dancing because it's like, it was like five of us. And mind you, it's like one at a time type shit. And like each of us would do like, I think like two songs or some shit like that. We was just going in rotation, and he wasn't spending no money. She was like, nah, you guys can sit down, because the fuck, you come into a strip club for...
Where were you dancing at?
Who? I was at Temptations.
Temptations?
Yeah.
I think I've been there once. I think so.
I took a couple people's, like, a stripper virginity. Like, it was their first time coming and shit like that. It was mainly little white boys and shit like that. I was just like, yeah. This ebony, I'm sweating.
My stripper virginity is taken by Pebbles.
Pebbles.
Still remember to this day. It's for my birthday. Shit was crazy.
You know they turnover rate is high, so most likely she don't work there no more.
Probably not.
It's like girls come in and out, and then there's girls that'll come in just to try it and see how they feel about it, and then the night shift is when it would really crack, but I wanted to be at home with my babies at night time, so I work the day shift.
It was either Temptations or Bacala.
Bacala's wild. I've heard the girls that, I kid you not, the girls that used to come to Temptations from Bacala, they would always get caught up sucking dick.
Yeah.
Always doing some, I can see that. Some whole shit. And mind you, like, if, for instance, like sometimes undercover officers and shit, like, would come in there, whatever. If they, like, if a female in like goes along the, like tries to pursue having sex in exchange for money or some shit like that, not only does the club you know, face getting locked down, I mean shut down or whatever, everybody else in there is gonna get a fine.
That has to be, is that Justin Casey?
I don't know if that's Justin Casey. I know that was, I mean, it's not, it's illegal.
That's everywhere.
To though. Do prostitution.
That's like a brothel. What the fuck?
That is.
You're not supposed to be selling sex. You're supposed to be, you know, selling a dream. Yeah, because this is the crazy part. Because, like, when I got there, whatever, mind you, like, I wasn't even scheduled to work that day. But they end up calling me and they're just like, you might want to come up here because we've been getting a lot of people and this, this, that, and the other. Old girl just made blah, 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 blah. Or whatever. I was just like, okay. So I came up there. And, you know, I made a cool little bit of money or whatever that day, but they were concerned as to how the other girl made so much more money than I did. And mind you, like, she didn't really dance or whatever. So I was just like, you know, I wasn't tripping about it. Come to find out, they had video of her sucking dick in the VIP. And I was like, oh.
She was sucking dick for money.
That's how she got lit. I was like, that's crazy.
Hey, look.
I can't suck no old white man's dick.
Look, I'm going to put this out there.
Give a nigga a heart attack.
Shit. I don't know no female hustle, bro. You suck a dick to get money, that's on you.
Oh yeah, no, I don't shame, but it's just like, just don't do it in a way that it's gonna backfire on more people.
Exactly. Yeah, like, yeah.
Do that whole shit on your own time.
Take that nigga to his core real quick. Exactly. Man. What you talking about?
Exactly. And then like the men's bathroom used to smell like nothing but nut. Like they get their dances, get their dick hard, go in the bathroom, jack off.
Bro, you know that's what they in there.
There was even some guys that have nutted on themselves. During dances and shit like that, or even just watching. Like, there was a dude jacking off him while I was on the stage. And they had to address that because...
That's... Niggas are weird, bro. What the fuck?
I can't get jiggy with none of that shit. I can't either.
But that's... I don't know. I guess it's because I'm a female. I don't get the hype behind, like... I mean, I like girls, too, but it's just, like, niggas act like... I don't know, maybe because y'all barely see titties, but I'm just like, I've seen titties, ass, pussy my whole life. So it's just like, I mean, I might still, you know, get flabbergasted how, you know, when I see a nice ass walk by.
That ass.
But yeah, but it's just like, that's why it's like, I can never understand why like a nigga will rape somebody or some shit like that. Because I'd be like, bro, if a female can control herself when she's around another female that she's attracted to, why the fuck can't you?
See, look.
Fuck, I'll be sitting up there playing Friends with them, listening to they venting and shit. I was like,
really? Yeah, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Text my ass real quick.
I'm fucking late.
Yeah, what? Girl, I think you should come a little close.
I'm fucking late. That reminds me of that Money Talks. He was just like, how'd he grab you? What? He was like, this? Or like, this?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh my God. That's funny.
No, that shit funny, but no. I think with niggas is different, bro. Like, for me, I can control myself, because I look at it like this. I'm ugly, but I ain't rape a bitch ugly. I'm ugly, but I ain't buy some pussy ugly. I'm cool.
Look, he said, I'll keep my $40.
This nigga got his morals straight.
Like, I'm ugly, but I ain't take a bitch pussy ugly. Like,
cause I mean, there's bitches that literally have no standards at all that will fuck you for you know
nothing.
So it's just like, what the fuck, you out here stealing coochie?
Bitch, I live at my mama's house. Do you steal one from me?
That's crazy.
Bring it here.
A lot of times, only bitches need is a 4 for 4.
Fuck all that. Bro, fuck all that.
Your bitches must be cheap as hell.
Not my bitches.
I ain't even got a box.
It's okay. I had an ex that used to reward me for good sex with McDonald's before he dropped me back off at my mama's.
That's how you know you was lit. If you get McDonald's, that's how you know you lit.
But here's the kick, though. He would let me get as much shit on the menu as I wanted. So my ass
get everything
was
on
fat.
That motherfucking menu.
Look,
bitch.
My ass was fat, and this is what I would get almost every time. I would get 2 triple cheeseburgers, a large fry. Mango pineapple smoothie. I think that was about it. But
this nigga over here reminiscing about food now. Look at it. Look at his ass. He's over here reminiscing about food.
He thinking about Big Mac commercials.
This nigga like, damn, that do sound good as fuck.
Low key.
Like, damn.
I might stop by McDonald's after this since I can't eat the Chipotle. Jeez. I'll just have to keep it a secret. He'll find out when he watches it. And we'll just be like, okay, a couple weeks.
I got a question.
Yeah.
What is your Chipotle order?
Oh, okay. So I get, hold on.
This is going to be interesting. So I'm going to judge the fuck out of you.
I get, okay, so I get half chicken, half steak.
Okay.
Sometimes I get brown rice. It just kind of depends. It all tastes the same to me, low key. Brown or white rice or whatever. And I learned how to make the cilantro lime rice. Now I have a problem. Because I came in there one day and they was pouring something in. And I was like, what is that, chicken broth? He was like, no, that's cilantro and lime juice. I was like, he just gave away the Krabby Patty recipe. Krabby Patty
fucked up.
But anyway, so I get half chicken, half steak, brown or white rice. Sometimes I'll get fajita vegetables. Sometimes I'll get beans or black beans. And then I don't get lettuce because that shit gets soggy. And sometimes I don't eat it all in one sitting. So then when you reheat it, the lettuce be
like
weird.
I like you.
And then I'll get cheese, sour cream, and the queso.
That's
that
awesome.
And then I also get a side of chips and queso.
Okay. So my question is this. I don't think you mentioned it, but is this a bowl or a burrito?
Bowl.
She busted. Yep.
Used to always get burritos, but I don't know. The bowl just be hitting. And I mean, you can basically just get some side of tortillas and make a damn burrito.
Facts.
They be charging for tortillas now.
What?
They charge for side tortillas now.
They charge 25 cents for a tortilla.
Yep. These are not, but hey. Inflation.
I got tortillas in my motherfucking fridge right now. I got like 3 packs of them bitches in here right now.
And I hate when I try to order Chipotle on DoorDash. Oh, and I also get the corn salsa. I forgot about the corn salsa.
I hate ordering Chipotle on DoorDash because they always find a way to fuck it up.
Every fucking time.
Your food be like this. And the bowl be like this. Like, what the fuck I'm going to do with this?
Bro, the last time that we ordered DoorDash or whatever, he got some Chipotle. Mind you, me and him basically eat the same thing. They put one bowl together or whatever with just, I think, steak, and then a whole empty a whole nother container with just chicken in it.
Just steak
just
and chicken?
It just had chicken.
They gave her ass just a bowl of chicken.
Just a bowl of chicken. Not even a lot of chicken. Like, literally, it was like a scoop of chicken. And I was just like, bro. And that's not what the order said at all. So I'm just like, where the fuck did you get this? Did y'all run out of ingredients or some shit? Y'all could at least let somebody know, like,
the fuck?
Nah. Like, this isn't available how you think it is. Bro, fuck no. Man, no.
I was bitter.
No. I would have. Are you telling me to give your shit back, your money back, though?
It wasn't my money, and that's why I was pissed off. It was my man's money. And I'm like, you know how females are and everything. When it's just
your
like,
nigga,
no, he's like, you know, it's cool. I'm like, no, get your motherfucking money back. He was just like, nah, you can eat it and everything. I was like, I'm not about to sit up here and eat without you. Like, no.
I was just for the ass, like, yo, your man's that calm ass nigga who's laid back, though. He's like, yeah, it's cool. Because look, I see the beam. It's like laid back niggas. Why y'all like the crazy females? He was like, somebody got to tell the waiter I ain't ordered this.
Oh, wait. I mean, somebody got to be the thug in the relationship.
Somebody got to be like, hey, bitch, look here. My man didn't ask for mashed potatoes. He said fries.
Look, I'll be having to calm down, though. I'll be the first one to snap. Like, I got into a whole road rage situation with him in the car and with a whole, like, this white dude or whatever. And, I mean, I think I wasn't completely wrong, but I was wrong a little bit. But still, it's like, nigga, you're not about to sit up here and try to chastise me, and I just so happen to have my window down, and you're going to sit up there and start talking shit when we get to the light. Man. So I'm going to talk my shit back. You know, I mean, he, like, rolled down his window so that he can say some shit to me. And I was like, oh, see?
You're fucked up. Look, now you
want some problems.
You fucked up.
You should have put up a strap. So sad. What's up, nigga?
Look, there's a reason why, you know, I don't have... You know, have one of those right now, cause
I always shot Chipotle up too. Stop playing.
You know, I can't do that. I got kids and shit like that. But here's my thing. You know, a lot of people out here are very hot headed, and a lot of the females try to act like niggas, and you know, they be trying to, you know, trying to fight and shit like that. But then they start jumping people. And that's how people get hurt. I mean, I always keep something on me. Like, I got my blades and shit like that. But
What I don't like about females who act like niggas is like when they like when you trying to pursue them, and I be telling, bitch, do not treat me like you my homeboy. Bitch.
I'm fucking with
bitch. You can go and I'm gonna fuck your friend. I don't give a fuck.
Nah, they
bitch,
just.
I'm not your brother.
They just be too masculine for me. They just be too masculine for me. I just be like, I don't know. And then they be talking big shit like some of the shit that these females be talking, you would think that they out here knocking the other bitches out. Like
bro, it be
cold, like
it be the skinny talking bitches cold, talking cold. Shit.
Hey, but they fight
short,
fast.
It be the skinny short bitches.
Yeah.
Hey, don't do that, cause I got cousins that be out there banging. Body slamming bitches.
No, I'm not even trying to talk shit. Them short females, they talk cold shit. I seen one short female in action beat this big brother. Bitch my size beat the fuck out
big
of this
body
bitch.
Bands.
She was like, I'm like, oh.
Big bitches swing slow. And half of the time, true. They don't be knowing how to throw their weight. Like, I got into a fight with my sophomore year. This is actually the fight that got me expelled. And I got into a fight with a girl that was bigger than me. And mind you, she got several hits off before I even started swinging on her. Like, I had on flats and I had my laptop and shit in my hand. I'm wearing a pencil skirt and some more shit. And she walked up on me or whatever and started hitting me. And I literally took my shit off, set my computer down because I wasn't finna replace that computer. That's school property. So, and then like then when I started fighting back, then the fight started moving down the hallway. It was like, yeah.
Nah, bitch, don't
but she should have been. But I'm like, but she should have been able to knock me out. Like, bitches don't be knowing how to throw their weight. And then me, like, I ain't got a whole lot of weight to throw, but it's like, I know how to plant myself and everything. So, you know, but I don't be doing that no more.
She was like, hold on real quick. I know you about to hit me. Hold on. Let me take these off. Let me pass computer up real quick.
No,
it's
like, no,
hold
she
on.
Was already hitting me while I was putting my shit down. That's, it was just like.
Damn.
And mind you, like, this bitch.
It's like, nah, bitch, you know I'm finna fuck you up. Like, bitch,
hold my earrings, hold on.
Bitch,
I'm fucking weak.
Fuck you up.
Look, and I grew, like, my parents, my dad, like, you know, all my dad and my mom, they grew up in Cali and shit. And then, like, both of my parents know some form of martial arts and shit like that. So, like, how they was teaching me how to fight, because I didn't really used to be a fighter. But, I mean, I've always, like, swung on people, but it's like, which was my cousins. But I wasn't, like, scrapping with people outside the house. But, my dad, he used to literally, like, he would do shit like this. So I didn't know which direction it was coming from. And then he would just punch the shit out of me. And then basically, like, my mom would be standing there drinking her beer, like, get him off of you. Get him off of you. Or whatever. And they would basically, he would keep punching me until I fought back. Mm. And then he was like, now, if you fight them girls out there like that, ain't no reason why you should get your ass beat or nothing like that. Hit them girls like how you hit me. I'm just like, man, you know, you hurt me. You hurt me. That shit hurt. His hand is big as fuck too. I'm just like, oh no. So that way when my mom started putting her hands on me, that shit didn't hurt.
Start fighting back.
Nah, I only put my hands on her one time. And after I got that little lick off, I just went ahead and let her drag me around the room. Cause I mean, it's like, it don't even feel right putting your hands on your mom. No matter how like fucked up they are and shit like that. Like, I'll stop fucking with you or whatever. I'll cuss you out or whatever. But it's like, it don't feel natural in your body to put your hands
on your mom. Yeah, because your mama, like, she raised you.
Yeah, it's just like, literally your conscience is just like, nah, this don't feel right.
She brought you in this world. She can take your ass out.
I wouldn't say all that. I ain't gonna say all that.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel the same way about, like,
shit, I fight for my life. I'm your daughter. Yeah, the fuck?
I asked to be here.
No, it's not even that. I'm just like you when it comes to that. So, I'm scrapping and, you know,
one thing I would say, like, for me, it's like, no matter how bad, like how hard a bitch hit me, I just can't steal back off on a bitch.
Shit, you better than me.
I can't, bro.
You better than me.
Gig.
Cause my son, some bitches really be out of line. Like, you know, I don't ever try to put myself in a nigga's shoes or whatever. Like, given, like, if a nigga come at me sideways, I'm always gonna, you know, shape, like, talk my shit or whatever. And, you know, if you do put your hands on me and you don't knock me out, I'm gonna fight you. But
mandatory,
like, what the fuck. But it's just bitches, they be feeling like they can run up on niggas and shit like that, especially a lot of the females out here. And niggas be surprised when it's just like, I don't be on that. Like, I'll clown you before I try to,
bro,
like, square up with
a nigga. I would talk cold hard shit before I ever,
and I'm not about to go hit up
bitch.
The fuck, I'm not about to go hit up with no nigga. The fuck, I will spice your ass the fuck up. I'm not about to play with you. I am too little. I'm only 5'4". You are not about to, nah, bro. Nah.
Bro, I
am not Tina Turner. We finna be in this motherfucker scrapping.
Bro, I was dealing with this crazy bitch, bro.
That crazy bitch out there again.
Oh, God, bro. Don't even get me started. But one, like, the smallest thing will set her off, bro. She pulling my hair, trying to smack me and shit. But I could get her off me, but the one thing I just couldn't do is just, bitch, if your hand connect, I just want to steal on you. But I can't, bro. Like, I be wanting to knock her fucking head off, bro. I be damn near, I be like this, damn near ready, just like... I'm like, James, I do this shit.
Fuck you, come and punch your bitch into the wall.
You come and high a bitch.
You come and high this bitch into the wall for my fucking God. Now you gotta deal with her daddy, her brother, and this bitch definitely.
No, you boys. Don't, because most of these bitches don't be having dads.
That's true.
Nah, she had her dad. She had her daddy. I'm quick to smack a bitch and be like, go get your brother then. But I be trying not to.
But I mean, I feel like even as a father and shit like that, like you should tell your daughter, like straight up.
Don't
be hitting on niggas and shit like that, because not every nigga is gonna let you get that shit off. You don't want no nigga, you know, running up on you and hitting you in your face and then you just supposed to what, walk away?
Stealing you and your shit the fuck?
Hell nah.
Bitch, yeah, you called me cheating, but bitch, you gonna beat my ass right?
Yes.
Back.
Yes.
No, no.
Yes. Yes.
That's understandable.
Yes.
That's
because I told you, I already, that's one thing, that's a deal breaker for me, bro. I tell you from the beginning, if you don't want to fuck with me, get the fuck away from me. All you got to do is communicate. If I don't want to be with you no more, I'm going to tell you, I don't want to be with you no more, or whatever. But you go in and fuck somebody, and then at some point of you cheating, you came back around me and act like everything was cool. You smiled in my face like everything was cool. You probably even laid up with me and kissed me in my mouth like everything was cool. No, I'm about to beat the shit out you.
Yeah.
You got me fucked up.
Because I look at it like this. You endangered my life because you fucked that bitch. You don't know what if she has some shit. Motherfuckers ain't asking if motherfuckers got STDs or when's the last time you been to a clinic before they fuck, because they already horny. So it's like, nah, fuck all that. You gonna catch this fade. That's why I said in one of my songs, Break My Heart, you're gonna have to put your fist up, because it's up and stuck.
I like that shit.
It's up and stuck.
Hey, KJ, I got an idea. This is gonna be a two-part podcast, because we still haven't asked you any questions. I ain't gonna lie to you. We've been talking. So next podcast, we're gonna have you on, and we're gonna
actually... But y'all gotta leave?
No, not right now. I'm just bringing this up because it's like 42 minutes. So we don't want it to run it too long. But next time we're gonna have you come back on, and we're gonna actually ask you questions.
Man, we can just do this all at once and chop it in half. You're fucking stupid, bro.
She got work.
Nigga, it is 7:12. She said she gotta be done at 8:30. We got an hour and minutes.
That's cool. We can do that.
Nigga, you know I know we can do that. Nigga, I went to school for this shit. She don't want to see our ugly ass twice.
Don't do that.
She probably didn't want to come this time. She like, you know what?
I'm fucking with, nah.
Let me halfway try it. Said, I don't know. He said it's in his crib. Kind of skeptical.
Yeah, that you know, I had my moment. But then I was just like, low-key, I've been craving a good fight. So I wish a nigga would.
No. I was like, when you said that at first, and then that's why I sent you all the videos that we've done so far, so you can kind of understand, like, we not out here just trying to get people to the crib. I'm not on that.
Man, we ain't on that weird shit. Hell no.
It was the fact that y'all interviewed my friend already. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, just like, okay, it's cool.
How you come in connection with y'all?
Too obsessed when she first started looking for brand ambassadors.
So what a brand ambassador like consists of, like on your end, like what does that mean?
I mean, just wearing the clothes and posting content and showing up to the meetings to discuss like different ways to like market it and shit like that. And then also it's not just about her brand, like, you know, we feed into each other's personal goals and shit like that. Like everybody's into something. You got people that's selling lashes, you got people that's doing the 360 camera shit or whatever.
I need that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got people modeling. You got people hosting parties. You got me and Jocelyn doing music or whatever. It's just everybody's into something, and we all kind of like support each other.
Come together, I like that.
Yeah, and then of course we also like we have a schedule. You know, what days everybody, you know, just, you know, staying on top of your shit, because at the end of the day, like, you represent somebody's brand, and if you're not gonna take it seriously, you know.
At least that shit I'm on.
Yeah.
That's the same thing I tell females. Like, bitch, you ain't taking me seriously.
I'm fucking weak.
Get the fuck out. Bitch, if this is just the encounter,
say. Hey, but not everybody's meant to take seriously.
You
know?
That's
true.
Ooh, I like that. Cause sometimes I be on cool bullshit.
Cool bullshit. But I'm very transparent. Shit. I'm so honest. Like, that throws niggas off. I'm so honest. Like, niggas been hitting me up even when I was quote unquote single. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Me and my baby daddy was still in the same house and everything like that. We back together. But technically we was never broken up, but it's just like we just didn't put a title on nothing. But like, niggas would inbox me or whatever and wanting to link up and shit like that. And I'm just like, I mean, I'll shoot the shit with you, but I'm still fucking my baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we still live in the same house. And they just like, damn, like, you honest and everything like that. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to lie for? You just going to do beat my ass?
Exactly.
You going to beat me up?
I ain't
going
to lie to you. Like, that's the thing. Like, bitch, tell me, like, look, I got a nigga. I'm just here to fuck. That's cool.
But also, I don't want to fuck nobody else. I've been with the same person since the first day that we met. Like, all the way since November 16th, the first day we met, we have not gone a single day without talking to each other. Nothing. We've been together. Just like when Janae Eiko said, ain't let nobody hit it since you hit it. I felt that because that's what the fuck it is. Like, nah.
Nah, I feel that.
We got kid, a family, and some more shit. And then, you know, I encountered, like, of course, I had my little hoes back in the day, but, you know, I don't.
My little white ways.
I'm so used to being loved and made love to. I'm not trying to go back to just being fucked.
You know what? I fucks with that.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
I fucks with that.
And I don't need niggas doing crazy shit. These niggas is weird.
So can love and hip-hop coexist?
Love and hip-hop?
Not right now.
Nigga, we talking about love. It's no better song.
I don't know. Like, love and hip-hop. You mean like being in a relationship and then also doing music and shit?
Yeah. Okay, so, like, let me elaborate. You know, from the nigga perspective, when niggas rap, we know niggas be cheating.
Facts.
So I'm saying for hip hop, for women, is it the same agenda? Cause like, it's
it depends on the female, because some females get moved by money, and it's a lot of people in the industry that are so used to females being desperate for that attention and that fame and shit. Like, bitches would literally be fucking to come up and shit like that. So I mean, it just depends on the female. Me personally, like, I don't have time for that type of shit because I'm not no industry female. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you straight up, like, this is what it is. And then you cheat on me and everything like that, or start doing weird shit fucking with this bitch and that bitch and everything.
I'm going to cut your foot off.
Like, dead ass. I'm just like, bro, like, I'm not about to, don't waste my time like that. And especially if you know that, like, once you get to where you trying to get, that you finna, you know, blow up and shit like that, and you going to want to fuck with all these different girls, leave me alone. When you ready for something serious and you ain't got no STDs and your dick still attached, let me know. But that's if I don't have a nigga already. Because right. I ain't about to sit around and wait for you.
For you.
Hell no.
I ain't waiting on no bitch. I'm gonna fuck.
Hell no. I'm not finna. Nah. But me personally, I feel like I have myself established as far as that part is concerned. Because, I mean, what? I'm not about to be hopping from nigga to nigga. I got kids. So, if it ain't either one of my baby daddies, I'm cool.
Because
you get with a new nigga and he don't have no kids or some shit like that, you know, he eventually gonna want kids. I'm not having no more babies. I got two. I'm straight. I got one boy and one girl. I'm straight. And then you have some of those rappers that got like 15 baby mamas.
Hey.
I'm not about to be number 16.
look at Nick Cannon. He got like...
Hey, bitch, I feel like he got an agenda, though.
He got 10 new kids.
I feel
this
like
nigga
got
at least
agenda.
Got 1 year to live. The way he have kids, he owed a toddler, bro. This nigga finna run out of time or something. Cause what the fuck?
Honestly, I feel like he's doing it for a reason. I feel like it's a deeper reason.
That's what I'm saying. Cause like, bro, this nigga just got too many fucking kids.
Yeah, because mind you, like, remember when Nick Cannon got quote unquote canceled for basically telling the fucking truth regarding like our history and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And they was, I don't even remember specifically what he said.
He's like the white people, those white people or some shit like that.
He said something. But basically, like, he got canceled for, quote unquote, canceled for that.
Talk to me when you get
on. Hey, whatever. Anyways, he basically got, like, low key canceled. Who is she? Whose man's is this? But nah, like.
Look, hold on. Just no day, would you think it is?
niggas.
Just know it ain't what you think it is. just please don't think I'm that damn bad.
I mean, she ain't look bad, you know. I mean, I didn't see her whole body, so.
Oh my god! I don't even know what the hell we was talking about.
But
I don't need a bunch of celebrity niggas around my kids and shit like that. And that
real. So like for me, love and hip hop can coexist if you know how to play your role and what is what. Like I'm not gonna be no hoe.
He's like Fabio Foreign. He got a girl, T Grizzly. He's engaged. Mm-hmm. Like
Lil Durk. Well, no. I can't use Lil Durk as an example because he got way too many kids, and then. Every time I read a blog, he got a new kid. New baby mama. New bitch saying my son is his. Like.
Well, I mean, I would. But, like, bitches do that. Like, and even though they've never seen that man in person a day in their life.
I ain't gonna lie. He cheated on India. I don't care.
Probably in the beginning.
He cheated in the beginning, in the middle. Is he cheating right now? No. Mm-hmm. Have you been cheating recently? No. Because he wouldn't be that public.
He changed his way. But I wouldn't have stuck around for the. I wouldn't have been able to see his glow up or his progress.
I wouldn't be this bitch. Never
mind. I fucking weak.
No, that nigga went to jail for domestic battery. Battery and assault of domestic violence.
It was like strangulation or somebody. Yeah, he choked somebody up.
Like, why are you strangling your bitch?
choke that hoe.
1-800 choke that hoe.
Nah, I don't advocate domestic violence. However,
a bitch should never hit.
Sometimes it is. I wouldn't say it's right, but sometimes it's understandable.
Sometimes it's necessary. Fuck all that.
No, not necessary. Look, I'm not.
Sometimes this is necessary.
He said that. I didn't.
the bitch, this is what I say. If a bitch ain't gonna hear me, she definitely finna feel me. Now, I don't give a fuck about none of that. Even if I'm shooting my side. I ain't gonna shoot my side, cause if the bitch heard me shoot my side, now I'm gonna shoot at you, bitch. Cause now you playing with me. You gonna hear me shoot my side this time.
Well, don't do that. You know, a lot of females nowadays are actually, like, scared to reject a nigga because how niggas, like...
How niggas react.
Did you see that video? I think he shot her or something like that. It was a video where the dude walked up to a girl and he was trying to, like, shoot a shot. She said no, and then, like, he started, like, shooting or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't shoot no bitch for rejecting me, cause look... First of all, I'm going to be honest. If I don't sue myself with a bitch, I done talked myself in and out of this shit for 100 times already. Mm-hmm. So I already know you finna say
no. Yeah, you either finna say yes or no.
I already know you finna say no, because I done told myself you finna say. So when I hear, you cute, but I'm cool. You not my type. Bitch, just say I'm ugly. Mm-hmm. Bro, don't hype me up like you not my type.
People still have, like, respect. Like, me, if you, like, because some ugly niggas is, you know, nice or whatever. It's just that, you know, you just not my nice. Look, they gotta be humble.
always
to be nice.
Hey. Bro, goddamn. Our personalities was gonna get us in the door. Our looks ain't doing shit for us.
I got.
We're gonna stand on the corner all night long for the looks.
I'm weak.
But that personality, come on, like, hey, yeah.
But nah, like, niggas get out of pocket when they don't get what they want and they feel like they obligated. Like, there's niggas in my inbox that feel like they obligated to a response. Cause like I'll look, like, me, I'm not about to sit there and ignore your message. I'm gonna read it and then I'm gonna ignore it, just so you know. Yeah, I saw it, but you know
that ain't it.
Yeah, like, I don't want to talk to you.
Try again, buddy.
Yeah, if it, then I literally, like, be telling them, like, as soon as they inbox me, hey beautiful, good morning, gorgeous, or shit like that, I'm like, is this about money or networking opportunities? They either don't respond, mm-hmm, or they be like, nah, I just want to get to know you. I don't want to get to know you. You don't need to know my business. You don't need to get to know me. Exactly. What the fuck you want to know? No, you want to get to know this pussy. That's what you want to get to know. And she's already occupied.
Well, I'll say this, though. There's some guys that actually want to get to know you. That actually want to be with you.
Like,
but
what's the
benefit? if you're not single, then okay, it makes sense as you say no. Yeah. But if you're, like, single, you know, you can get entertainment.
But look, first of all, I gotta speak for the ugly niggas.
You've been saying a lot for the ugly niggas.
No, cause I gotta speak for my kind. Like, I'm an advocate. Look here, I'm for real. No, on some serious shit. An ugly nigga can shoot a shot with, like, a cool, cute, decent, bad female. She be like, I'm lonely as fuck. Nigga slide in your inbox. Like, what's popping? You know, not even on no disrespectful shit. I don't personally, I don't shoot my shot directly to that bitch. I'm like, friend. Cause I know
once you be my friend. I hate when niggas inbox me, let's be new friends. Nigga, I know what the fuck you trying to get into. The fuck, like, I'm not fucking dumb. Like, no, you don't want to be my friend. Or the first thing they ask me, you single? No, I'm in a relationship. Oh, well, can we be friends? No, because you already made it clear that obviously you expected me to be single and you want
exactly.
Me.
Exactly.
No. So for me, I blame new friends. I don't even ask if you single. I just assume the fact that you have a nigga. I promise you. So I'm like, you know, we be on the phone talking shit. Like, I'm like, man, shit. I'm bored and hungry. Where your man's at? Go out to eat with your man. It's oh my
God. Slide that like, in there real quick.
You know how I'm going to pay my light bill.
Be like, where your man? Oh, I'm not one of them. Boy, you can't go. I'm like, where your man's at? I'm
single. But see, like, I've had some genuine people that, like, I was able to be, you know, friends with, you know, without nothing. Given that, you know, sometimes you know, you got that one or that two that you just like, you know.
It's like, fuck
it. Yeah, I'll go ahead and, you know, just leave vibe and everything. I'll go ahead and, you know, get a little coaching. But, you know, but, like, you know, I have a couple of guy friends that have just been mad genuine. Since the day that we met, and they ain't never asked me for nothing. You know, there's been times with, like, one friend that I can, like, vent to about my relationship, and he don't be on no weird shit, and he told me straight up, like, I ain't gonna take advantage of you in them type of moments, because I know you vulnerable and shit like that, and at the end of the day, like, I'm going back to my baby daddy. Like, I'm not, like, niggas that don't have no ulterior motive, like, them be the ones that get in good. Like, niggas don't be realizing, even females, like, when you try too hard and you doing the most and extra and everything, the first thing that come out your mouth is something sexual and shit like that. Like, genuine people, real people that don't have time to just sit up there and to waste and shit like that, nobody want to hear that shit. I don't
at all. Nobody want to hear that shit. That's bullshit.
Like, nah, you find somebody else to waste, you know, waste time. But I'm not giving up coochie for no reason.
Okay, so look, I got a question. If this is a perfect example. Say somebody friends with a female for 6 years. He came in the door swinging his shot, but he got rejected or he got played. So he's just like, look, I'm gonna play my role as a friend. For 6 years, y'all friends, and then y'all cross that line.
I wouldn't do that.
But no. I mean,
because after that, shit gets weird. I've been friends with niggas.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So how do you, well, I know how I could, but like, how can a female not be weird about crossing that line with her long-term friend?
Well, I mean, if you're feeling weird about it, there's probably a reason why you're having second thoughts. You're not comfortable enough. If you was comfortable, you wouldn't feel weird about it.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. I don't feel weird about that.
Because I just feel like, at some point, it's like, for instance, like, there's been girls that, like, I had crushes on. And then, once I got to know them and became friends with them, I no longer looked at them that way.
Yeah, because it's like, I know you're good, you're bad, when you ugly, when you ain't got no makeup on.
Yeah, but
no,
it's just eyelashes. Like, you've been transparent, you've been open with me, so I can never no longer look at you sexually.
Exactly.
It's just like, and I guess niggas don't be getting that. They think that, you know, when girls link up and have slumber parties and shit, that we just be bumping coochies and having pillow fights. It's like, nah, like, we be talking about niggas, we be talking about, like,
definitely,
shit that we got going on. Definitely. We be talking about, like, my group of friends, we be talking about business opportunities and goals and shit like that. We might talk about our niggas or our problem or whatever, like, but yeah, we don't be on that. And I had, like, exes that just couldn't wrap their head around that, like, wanted me to act like ask my friends for threesomes and shit like that. I'm like, no, like, that's my sister, like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
So that's weird. I understand my bitches is bad, but, you know, like, that's weird.
Is it weird for a nigga to be like, he can't have a threesome?
Nah, I'm cool with it.
No, I mean, like I don't know, most people, okay, so I'm that nigga. I ain't gonna even beat around no bush. I can't have a threesome. Especially not with, like, I got a threesome with two random females. I can't have a threesome with my bitch and another female. That shit is so weird to fucking me. Like, what?
So, like, it don't entice you to see your big booty bitch eating another bitch?
No, like, that shit don't do shit. Okay, I ain't gonna lie. I watch. That shit don't do shit for me in porn. It's not fitting to do shit for me
in person.
I'm gonna just be looking at it just like, damn. I don't look cool, but like,
I wish I was in her coochie right now.
I mean, y'all can take turns.
I mean, me personally,
take all the coochie, bitch, move.
Oh, wait, y'all, you done had it, now you just being greedy.
Nah, she gonna have that problem with me.
I'll fucking leave. Fuck me too. Nah, I mean,
you don't eat my coochie like that, bitch.
Your shit don't taste like pineapples. Your shit tastes like potato salad with raisins.
I eat your shit to not piss off the white girl at the picnic. Just leave me alone. Bitch, I'm eating pineapples over here. I think I taste a splash of bitch, is this McDonald's?
I don't know. I just feel like I have a high. I like high maintenance. Females, like I have a type, like I don't, like I've had bitches hit me up to like do content with me type shit, like OnlyFans content type shit, and I'm just like I can't, like I'm not a nigga, I can't just fuck with anything, because the difference between having sex with a nigga and having sex with a bitch, when you a lesbian shit, that actually takes effort. Like y'all sitting here bumping coochies forever trying to get that nut, and it's just like, no, you gotta be worth that shit or whatever. You gotta have at least enough. Like, ooh. I don't like them trashy bitches, the bitches that be outside and shit like that. Like I don't know. I have high expectations when it comes to females. It's the niggas where I keep fucking up.
Wait, so what type of niggas do you like? Do you like high maintenance, low maintenance?
So, you know, I have, it depends, honestly, because I have a fetish for killers and drug dealers. But when I think about longevity, I like niggas that kind of like be off in the corner type shit. Like, you know, they chill, quiet. They know the hood niggas and shit like that, but they ain't on a bunch of like
they hood crazy adjacent. Shit.
Because, you know, I personally, like, I'm hood bougie. I like nice shit. I like being able to go places and shit. Like, that's why I moved out to Leawood, because, you know, I don't like to be around a bunch of a mess. I want to be able to ride around in the car with my nigga and not have to worry about a fucking shootout.
Exactly.
Motherfuckers putting bullets in my shit or whatever. Or, you know, we out somewhere and you get niggas walking up on you and shit like that. Like, no. And then I got kids, too. Like, no. I will cut you off when it comes to the safety of my kids. All that, like, selling drugs out my crib and shit like that. Like, no. You're not about to... No, you ain't finna fuck up what I got. And then I will never put myself in a position like bitches be getting kicked out their places behind their niggas. Fuck that. You can go. You gotta get the fuck out. You not finna fuck up nothing that I got going on. I work too hard and I'm too, like, obsessive when it comes to, like, my stability and shit like that. Like, if you not trying to help me obtain financial freedom and shit like that, you ain't got no business around me. And a lot of hood niggas is not, even though they be touching hella money, but they don't do nothing smart with it. They just want to show people that they got money. Nigga, you don't have the money no more. You wearing it.
Exactly. Buy jewelry. Buy.
You wearing it. You driving it. You eating it. What the fuck? You sleeping in it, bitch. What the fuck?
Niggas don't know how to invest. They don't know how to stash away money. They don't know how to make new money.
Bro, look. If street niggas was built like that, bro, realistically,
the hood would be perfect. Niggas. Not perfect, but it would be.
Yeah, it would be different. Like, how they said it
was. Niggas gonna sell drugs? Like, bro, if niggas sold drugs, how niggas in the beginning of time sold drugs, or why they sold drugs, niggas was really sleeping on the floor with no food. Mm-hmm. They had no options. Mm-hmm. And then they bought their mama crib. They didn't put the whole hood on. They don't even live in the hood no more. They got big restaurants, businesses. Mm-hmm. Nigga, when the fed kicked the doors, what you gonna say? I said, bro, all this money coming from my restaurant. You know that restaurant? I bought my mama that house.
I feel like once you get to a certain point when it comes to like selling drugs and shit, like at some point when you get to a point where you have a leverage or a comfortable, you know, I don't see why people continue to sell drugs.
Exactly.
At this point, I just feel like you being lazy. Like, you know, you can, you know, even just work a part-time job if you really got all that money and everything. You could work a part-time job, or if you want to just, you know, get a full-time, honest job type shit. But there's no way that a person would be able to convince me that the only option that they had in the world was to sell drugs. I beg to differ, because I get hella notifications from Indeed, these warehouses hiring, starting at $16.50, going all the way up to $21 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, selling drugs isn't the only option. But my comment I would say is, even though I sell blood, and I know how hella weed man is going to be pissed off, you're not a drug dealer if you sell weed. You cannot get rich off of just selling weed. You can touch some paper with that shit, but you're never going to be the next Snowfall or the next
Exactly.
I mean, but I feel like that's different jail time, though. As opposed to selling weed, you gonna sell crack and meth and shit like that? Like, nigga, you going to jail, jail. Like,
your boy is gonna buy you. It ain't no choice but to
hell
run.
Nah. Like, hell nah. Nah.
Mm-mm. You get caught with that dog, gone. 10 years off the rip, at least. And please don't let them find your money. Don't let them find no pole. Now you got drug possession, intent to sell, firearm. Mm-hmm. And then when you got drugs and guns, they try to be like
drugs.
Illegal. Like, bitch, this ain't illegal. I got drugs and love. That's that shit.
I'm fucking late. Nah, I want people to actually like want something better for themselves. That's exactly why I made it a point to move me and my kids out of the hood. Like,
so. How old is your kids?
My daughter's 3 and my son is 8 months.
Okay. I didn't even know you had kids. That's crazy.
I didn't know either.
Really? I post them. I don't post my daughter as much, but I be posting my son and my story because he's a baby, so he'd be around me more than my 3-year-old.
Right. Now, no disrespect. I ain't friends with you. I just found your business account.
Oh. That's crazy.
Like, I ain't friends because I only have motherfuckers really, really.
Really post my family on my music page.
Nah, for sure, and that's mandatory because wait.
And also, like, even though I'm not necessarily trying to pull niggas, but it's just like you'll get more attention when you in entertainment when you don't bring up.
Jeez.
No, your nigga. The kids ain't never stopped nothing.
Hey, niggas be out trying to play stuff for sure.
Yeah, kids ain't never stopped nothing. But
yo, nigga, that's a game stopper.
Mm-hmm.
They be like, damn, she got Shaquille O'Neal standing in front of her DM. He finna fuck my shit for real.
Nah, I just...
Y'all mean in the cut trying to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because, like, think about it like this. Like, if every time you saw Cardi B, you saw Offset.
Basically, yeah.
Like...
That shit would be uninteresting.
Every time you see Beyonce, you see Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, like...
At this point, I wouldn't even give a fuck because Beyonce ain't even on my radar no more.
I'm fucking weak.
Like, you cool. Like, you had some cool years. Now I'm looking.
She's starting to look like her mama.
I'm starting to look at females like Megan Good. Give me Angela Bassett. I'm cool. Taraji.
Hey, Angela got them.
Yes. Yes. Lauren London.
Ooh, London.
Good luck with that.
Oh, she ain't going to
nobody. She fuck with a nigga like Nipsey. Everybody else is a downgrade.
Bro, you hear me? Ain't no upgrade compared to Nipsey. Who?
Exactly. He was that nigga.
Who?
And then she got a baby with Lil Wayne. It's just like, how do you compete?
She fuck with the two realest niggas in the rap game.
I would know.
Two realest niggas in the rap game, if you think about it. Wayne was in the industry. Nip was just that nigga. It ain't no competition. There's no competition out there better.
Yeah.
You ain't fucking Lauren. You might no. You might fuck Lauren, but you would never be posting on her socials.
Shit.
She would never comment on none of your pictures.
I'd be surprised if she ever fucked anybody.
I'm pretty sure she's fucking somebody. Or she's going to fuck somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people be celibate nowadays. Practices.
I ain't gonna lie.
It's starting to become more
popular.
Y'all
got that rose. Y'all got them straps. Yeah.
We ain't got shit.
Actually, y'all do. Y'all just be worried about what other people think and don't want to go to that fucking sex store and get a pocket pussy.
If my man's come to my crib and he see my pocket pussy in the cut,
it's a wrap.
Why he going through your shit? I mean, you shouldn't have it laying on your bed or no shit.
No, not like that, but I'm just saying, like, if he see that shit...
I mean, they got stuff that'll, like, suck your shit up, and it's, like, electronic and shit like that.
Nah, I seen that shit. That shit.
Dick rings and shit, like,
so,
that'll vibrate.
So, Chains did one of them, like, the weird...
I saw that. Your favorite porn star and some shit?
A porn star was like, oh, my coochie can be electronic mimic. Like, bitch, what?
It was like, basically, you could have, like, long-distance sex with your partner.
That shit's crazy.
Bitch, I want you in my city tonight. And he's like,
I'm fucking weak. Come and see me for one space ass.
Doing 60 and a 40 for the ticket. Cause I ain't had that busy in a minute. Like, what, bitch?
I can't fuck a machine for that long. But I've been accustomed to good dick the past 2 years. So, yeah.
Bro.
Life is good. Now I be seeing bitches talking about they don't be coming and shit. I said, I be coming and going. Like,
hello.
Hello. That's why I be happy. Like, you know that the sex was worth it if your whole mood is like, you feel refreshed afterwards. Mm-hmm. You feel great. You feel that release. If you still got tension after the fact, something wasn't done right.
You know what's good? When you get done, you just fall asleep.
Shit, I be feeling, well, I always have
is that good signs of good sex? I ain't even trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your bitch laid out and don't move, you did your shit.
Bro.
You did your shit, okay. And it's always the same position. It's like that one leg up or whatever, and then she laying on her stomach, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know. Like... It's over with. It's over with. You just went straight to pound town. Matter of fact, you can drive her car now.
Nah. All right, bitch, I'm gonna go get some
McDonald's. I'm fucking with you. You want some? Who, you want a Coke? Whatever. Have a Coke.
You want Gatorade? Yeah.
Replenish your electrolytes.
Because I'm so fit, I have to light her on tonight. You good?
Yeah, you know.
No, the funniest shit with me, I remember one time I performed, and right after I performed, bro, I'm spinning like this bitch crib, and she laying a car. Like, she's not even laying up and down. She's laying like this. Across her bed. Taking up the whole bed. Now, my fat ass take up a lot of room, too. Bitch, I can't even lay in the bed, bitch.
What size bed does she have? A twin?
No, bro. She had like a... It probably wasn't a queen, but it was like a full. But, like, she's laying...
Like, I feel like once you grown and you got your own shit, that's unacceptable. You need a king or a queen size bed. If you single, you need a queen. If you in a relationship, you need a king. Anything below that, you know. But you know, I mean, you gotta start somewhere. But eventually, you need to mature.
I ain't gonna lie, we all been there. But no, the way she was laying, I couldn't even lay in the bed. Now you telling me I gotta sleep on the couch after I just fucked the wife?
She wouldn't move.
Went straight, and I looked at her, and I'm like, hey, can you sleep right so I can lay in the bed?
And you was at her crib?
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy, because I didn't allow niggas that I was just fucking to stay the night. You dropped that dick off, and you gotta go.
I see, that's the thing. I don't think we just fucking, but it's like, she gave me that vibe. She gave me that vibe.
If you sleeping on the couch?
No. That's because she was laid out on a bed. I never slept on her couch.
Because I'm about to say, if she sent you to the couch?
She ain't sending me to the couch. Bitch, I'm Uber home tonight, bitch, before you made me sleep on your couch.
Yeah, hell no.
Bitch, I can go sleep on my futon. I have a futon in my room, bitch, that I can sleep on.
See, when I'm single, like, that was one thing that I did not, like... Do like niggas, like if we had a dick appointment, you gonna drop the dick off. Like, we might be able to smoke before or smoke after, some shit like that, talk for a little bit, but you're not staying the night here. You're not my man, and I don't want you cuddling me and doing relationship shit. Like, that's relationship shit. Cuddling and rubbing booty and shit like that, and y'all sleeping and you know, drooling and shit like that. Like, no, that's relationship shit. I don't want to hear you snore, nigga. I don't know you like that. Like, you just serving like my
post,
peace.
That sounds like post nut syndrome. You get done with your get the fuck out.
No, but it's like, I'm still cool with you and everything. Like, you know, we could run this back again eventually or whatever. But it's just like, you not.
Nah. It's like, once you hit your mark.
I don't be
like,
feeding my like, sneaky links no shit like that. Like, nigga, what?
That's kind of fucked up.
I'll go make myself something to eat. Nigga, walk out there. Oh, what you got? My food. My shit. It was just me and my daughter. So I'm just like, the fuck? Like, hell no, I ain't finna just cook for no niggas.
That's
chicken wings is expensive now.
That shit funny. Well, you said the snoring part, but I got a man, so I ain't gonna say no name. This nigga that fucked the shit out of this bitch. Made her drive an hour to his crib. Fucked the shit out of this bitch. She's like, I need to go sleep before I drive an hour back. You know, he ain't no asshole. He like, cool. Bitch was snoring. He said, I warned this bitch 3 times. The third time I told this bitch, he had to go ahead and get up out of here.
But it's just like, how can a person, like, you can't really control that, though. Because, like, me, when I'm dead tired, I snore.
And bro, my question is, how can you, like, okay, I can understand if you was at her house and she kicked you out for snoring. That's cool. But how the fuck you just kick a... You the reason she fucking snored. Let's start there.
You didn't put in work, and now you mad because of the repercussions you put in work. Because
you can't get your rest. You the two over here... Wait.
I'm like, nigga, you better smoke a blunt and lay the fuck down.
Nigga, you better go take a shot. Nigga, go in the living room and watch TV till you fall asleep.
I'm weak.
So, bro, you kicked this bitch out for what? When he told me that, I was blue as fuck.
And that's why I never went to nobody else's crib the fuck. Because, nigga, you ain't finna put me out like a hoe. You the hoe. You the hoe, motherfucker.
Nah, for real. I got, bro, look, funny story. I got put out one bitch crib. I told my mans already, with what? So we arguing. We arguing over some petty shit. I don't know what we arguing over, but we arguing. And I called this bitch the wrong name. Called her another bitch name. So look, bro, she going crazy on me. And I'm like, bro, her name started with a K. And I'm like, M. We've been knowing each other for 6 years. And I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. She's like, she starts swinging on me. I'm like, bro, don't even trip because you know you just fucked up. So like, go ahead and over your home and get the fuck out of my car. I ain't taking you nowhere. I'm like, I just put on my backpack thinking in my head, that's a bitch. I can't do shit at that point. That's
yeah,
a bitch.
She was like, yeah, you fucked up.
I walked out the crib and called my mans. I'm like, ooh, I fucked up.
Hey, and she still come back to this day.
To this day. You still going too much, nigga. Fans watching. She's trying to come back to this day. I'll be trying to
put her in a place.
No. I'm cool. I'm not on that.
No, so you don't want the pussy no more? Is that what you said?
I relapse every now and then.
I'm fucking weak.
I relapse every now and then.
I'm fucking weak. You say like you're going to rehab.
I got an addiction. Tell me go to rehab and I said no.
I just fucked this bitch. I went to relapse still.
Hey, that would be a cool bar.
Nah, for real. But nah, these is funny. No, so anything you want to say again?
Let's wrap up this episode right now. And we're gonna do the other one.
Yeah, because you still gotta ask me the questions.
Yep.
I saw you had hella questions in your wish.
Hella.
And I be peeping. I pay attention to everything. Like, I saw that door open a little bit. But you know, whatever, whatnot.
Nah, okay. All right, so this your boy Skill J, man. We out. Tune in to part two. You know what the fuck going on. We got Money Mosa.
And we got Keys to Don. Let's get it.
Don't forget to follow my man's OnlyFans, Big Booty Bandits.
Shout out to the Big Booty Hogs.
You yes, sir. Follow us on all social medias. Vibing with the Crew. VIBINTWTI. Damn. Hey, man, you spell that shit. I'm stupid as hell.
I'm fucking weak. And stream my music on all platforms. MONIE. MOSA. MOSA.
Facts. She go hard. Go crazy.
Was it V-I-B-I-N-W-I-T-H?
Nigga, this your show. You don't know how to spell it.
C-R-A-W. I fucked up, but vibing with the crew on all platforms.
We can't spell.
We
fucking weak. So y'all tech savvy, but can't spell.
Hell no. Exactly.
That type of shit.
We good with the code, but that motherfucking word spell, I don't know. All right, we out.